This is our group that went to the Good Shepherd Convent. We went to the Good Shepherd Convent.
Our guide over there was Sister Louise. We were welcomed in Thai style by the sisters and the students with flowers and dance. We saw a well-planned program that is being geared starting from the infant to the adult woman. We had the opportunity to visit the daycare center where children from the age of 3 to 5 are cared for. Self-help center where a lot of young women and mothers from the slums came to work, earn a living and gain skills in sewing, toy making, patchwork, decorations, cooking, massaging, card making, hairdressing and so on. There was also computer studies for youth. Mother and baby home, where we had the opportunity to listen to the story of a 17-year-old unwed mother who was pregnant. There was also a section where the language is being taught to young women to work in sex industry. Now we are going to share our experience in a little skit. What was very striking for us over there was the motto of the sisters, that one person is worth more than the whole world. And we felt that it was lived very tangibly at every nook and corner of that place. Now with this, I would like to say a big thank you to our sister Bangwan, who was our guide, and especially Sister Louise from the Good Shepherd Convent and the whole community who was marvelous in accepting, in leading us, and they showed us also their gentleness and care. And also our gratitude to the staff that made it possible for us to have this experience meaningfully. Thank you.
A round of applause to the group. Last but not least will be group 7R, who also went to the Royal Chitralada project. And it was guided by Sister Nuk. Thank you.
Good morning again to all of you. Ours, we promise you, will not only be the last, but the best and the shortest and the sweetest. We saw this. It was good that the previous group came up with regard where we went for the same visit to the Royal Exposure Visit, the Royal Chitralada. Our group saw this project as the king's dream becoming a reality. We just couldn't believe what he dreamt, and it became, and all is in reality now, and we have the privilege to be able to experience that little village where you can practically see everything. The whole organization we saw was an excellent organization, especially their hospitality, their welcome, and their very accommodating spirit. We saw the whole place was very quiet and peaceful. There was connectedness in every project. As you can see, like from the previous sharing from the other group, we went to the same place. We saw nothing was wasted. From the garden to the factory to the end product, and it went back to the eco again. What we also saw was how much the king loves his people. How he empowered his citizen to learn how to fish, respecting especially their human dignity, very aware that every person is something of value to him, that he wants every citizen to share the equal opportunity. As you know, Thailand is a land of smile. And he converted the enterprise of every project into a little village. As we, a group of religious, we felt very much encouraged by the whole project. And we hope that we will be challenged to go back, to be creative like the dream of the king. We will start in little ways. As you can see, from the paddy grain to the husk and back to the land, the eco. We as religious, sometimes we work in isolation. And as we can see, the king's project, there's so much of collaboration among the all the different, whatever you call it, the different industry. There is the connectedness. So to us, we feel that to us, to work as a group, we need to collaborate. No matter whatever congregation we belong, once upon a time, we work in isolation. This is my ministry. This is mine. You don't copy my ministry. But gone are the days. We have to work together. We religious have been in prison. Number one, we need to be free because we have been invited by this self within. We need to break out from our own boundaries, our own comfort zone, to risk even our life in reaching out to the unknown, to new territory, to new ministry of which we are not comfortable with. Why? Because we fear our sense of security. We feel we are being taken away from our comfort zone, something that we are familiar. We are always comfortable where we are at home, something familiar. When you are thrown into an alien society, we feel very insecure in language, in culture, whatever it is. Secondly, we are inhibited by others, by society. Women live in a very insecure environment, especially for us women. We are considered in many cultures second-class citizens. We need to break out of that, to build up the confidence to stand up to who we are. Not a second-class citizen, as God's creation, somebody with dignity. What are the challenges now? We need to witness as religious by our way of life, by our very being, by our witness, rather than by ministry. As you can see, family life is breaking apart. Children, they have no sense of direction. Parents are busy making money. So here again, we as a religious body, we need to reach out to family, to bring them together again, to build that bond of relationship. We need to be a friend, regardless of race, creed, religion, color, whether they're rich and poor, to work beside them, and be a friend to them. Let them experience gospel love. Day we, as religious, risk our life that we allow ourselves to be broken, to give our time, to give our talents, so that others will live. That we break forth the walls that keep us away from others, so that we can, as religious, move beyond our boundaries and give birth to Christ in the midst of our broken, wounded world. Let our life reflect the presence of Christ through our being rather than doing. Action speaks louder than words, and very often we betray our own self by our way of life. We don't profess what we are, who we are. Thank you. Before we begin this little skit, again we extend our thanks for this opportunity that we are allowed to visit this project. Thank you for the organizers. Thank you for being able to be with you all here. Thank you.